Barnes Jewish Hospital President Rich Leichwig is at the front of a room full of medical personnel struggling to make himself heard over the cacophony of dozens of happy reunions. It's the first time many in this crowd have entered the main Jewish hospital building at 216 South Kings Highway in several years. They've come to share memories of their time here in a building that, along with two others, will meet the wrecking ball later this year.
As you know, today's a very special day. As I was kidding the facility folks, I think they may have already turned off the air conditioning in this building. They're one step ahead of us.
Karen Schmidt and some longtime friends from nursing school are standing near the front listening to Leichwig. Schmidt worked in this building for 17 years. She says despite the stuffiness, she got chills walking up its front steps.
As we stand here in the hall, we used to pick our paychecks up right down the hall there. The first person I saw was the old director of nursing. It's a bittersweet moment, but, progress.
What we're trying to do is to enhance, obviously, the ability to take care of patients in a better way.
As the Vice President of Ancillary Services for BJC Healthcare, Don Lichty is in charge of the latest construction plan for the medical campus. In what's expected to be a five-year project, three of the old Jewish hospital buildings will be replaced by a new patient tower with more private rooms and an expanded children's hospital. A fourth, newer building will remain. Lichty says planners could not conceive a way to save the old structures.
Obviously, old facilities cannot accommodate sort of new technologies. This is a very compact campus. We need to have the space for beds and for clinical use. So to have just office space right in the middle there was not an appropriate use of that space.
Lichty says he is working with the Jewish community to preserve religious artifacts and donor recognition plaques. Jewish Hospital will also remain in the name, and that's an exciting thing for Andrew Rehfeld, the president of the Jewish Federation of St. Louis.
To have that marker, to have that public recognition of the value of taking care of the sick in a very public way is in some ways the most important legacy of a hospital that used to exist.
The first donors had names like Styx, Bayer, Fuller, and May. They wanted to build a place where Jewish doctors and patients could avoid anti-Semitism. Martin Bergman needed a place like that after he graduated from Washington University Medical School in 1945 and was looking for more training opportunities.
There was still significant prejudice in all of medicine. When I started medical school, we were told that they would take 10% Jews and 10% women.
Bergman would spend more than 50 years at Jewish Hospital as a doctor and even as a patient before retiring in 1998. Though he says the buildings are nothing to sorrow over, something is definitely lost with their demolition.
It was a Jewish institution, and Barnes Jewish Hospital is certainly not that.
Back inside the stuffy foyer of a building that nurtured the careers of Bergman and others like him, Barnes Jewish President Rich Leichwig says the change in the hospital's physical footprint won't alter its ultimate mission and strengths.
It's not the physical space that necessarily represents our culture. It's the people. And so the time has come, as it has come often in the last 100 years, to renew this space.
This latest renewal begins in the fall. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.